Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Been thinking back to what we spoke about a couple of days ago about the feasts of the Blessed Mother that occur during this Advent season. How pivotal she is to our life. She was the first one to say, "Yes, be it done unto me according to your word." You notice she didn't have, yes, I'll do it if you do this, or if you change this, or if you omit this, then I'll do it. She just said, "Be it done unto me according to your word." I've been praying for that kind of trust, because God loves me more than I can ever imagine, and God knows what is absolutely the best thing for me, and that's what he wills. And yet, because it's not in my control, because I can't see it all, I keep making excuses or, yes, I'll do it if I just want to change this or change that. I do want God's will, but I still want it so many times on some of my own terms. The Blessed Mother, be it done unto me according to thy word. Jesus to the Father, giving himself, just offering himself for the sake of us. Father, if it be possible, let this chalice pass from me. None of us wants pain and suffering, but your will, not mine, be done. I'm not there yet. I pray someday I can fully be there, but I do seek it. I seek to have enough trust in the Father and love for the Father and love for his Son, that I can abandon myself just as Jesus did to the Father and just as the Blessed Mother did. I want to be like that. What joy I could bring my Savior to identify with his surrender to the Father and Mary's surrender to the Father, to be able to identify with that. I know that's where true peace is. It's just that it's hard to give up control. And yet, how many people could be saved if God were free to use me the way he wants, all the time? I'm speaking now internally more than externally. I'm speaking about all the times I fuss and I argue and I get angry or I'm in pain or I hurt. Why did God allow that? Why did God let that happen? I just get irritated and annoyed or frightened or angry. I need, and I do, more and more, just stop and say, "Be it done unto me according to your word." What a gift we would give the infant Jesus this Christmas if we could say that. By God's power and by God's grace, step by step. And when you fail, when you make mistakes, and you will, just say, "Lord, I'm sorry. Will you please forgive me?" That's all it takes. First reading is taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 25 to 31. "To whom can you liken me as an equal?" says the Holy One. "Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these things. He leads out their army and numbers them, calling them all by name. By his great might and the strength of his power, not one of them is missing. Why, O Jacob, do you say and declare, O Israel, 'My way is hidden from the Lord, my right is disregarded by my God'?" How many times do we say that? God doesn't care about me. Why did this happen in my life? If God cared about me, if there was a God, this wouldn't have happened. We think we're in the position to be able to make the right decisions when we don't know one-tenth of the truth. "My way is hidden from the Lord. My right is disregarded by my God." How many times do we find ourselves in that kind of position? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the eternal God, creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint nor grow weary. His knowledge is beyond scrutiny. He gives strength to the fainting. For the weak, he makes vigor abound. Though young men faint and grow weary, and youths stagger and fall, they that hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They that put all their trust in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar as with eagle's wings. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not grow faint. That's what God has for us. But how often we say, thank you, but no thank you. I don't need that much religion. And we don't have a clue what we really need. We need union with Jesus Christ. That's where our happiness is. And Jesus will bring us to the Father. And our Blessed Mother will pray for us every step of the way. It's a hard decision to make, to let go of your own will. Doesn't mean you just become a pawn in somebody's hands. You'll exercise your will, but exercise it in the right direction if you want to know peace and security. And God wants you to know that in Him. Psalm 103, O bless the Lord, my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All my being bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all His benefits. It's a very good thing, and Advent's a good time. Lent is also a good time to get into the habit of thanking God every day for as many things as you want. But take time every day consciously to thank God. He pardons all your iniquities. He heals all your ills. He redeems your life from destruction. He crowns you with kindness and compassion. Merciful and gracious is the Lord, slow to anger and abounding in kindness. Not according to our sins does He deal with us. If He dealt with us according to our sins, we'd all be dead. Nor does He requite us according to our crimes. He doesn't just say, well, you did that, therefore I'm going to do this back to you. That's not God. God in His mercy is saying, what can I do that will bring this person to me? Because He knows that when we're united with Him, we fulfill the purpose for which we were created. And there is no greater peace and no greater joy than that. And the gospel for today is the gospel of Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. Jesus said to the crowds, come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Take my yoke, the yoke on the oxen. But Jesus is saying, don't devise your own yoke, because that's what we do. We get in all kinds of trouble. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. Meek, strength under control. I don't let loose with a violent temper. Strength under control. For I am meek and humble of heart. I don't go around tooting my own horn. I try to bring people to my Father, to know my Father, and to love Him. I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest. You will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. That's what He promises. See, oftentimes we put on our own yokes by our sins, by our poor decisions. We get ourselves all tied up in knots and we end up being yoked to something that we don't want to be yoked to. Brothers and sisters, His yoke is easy. And His burden is light. I remember watching certain animals in the farm being yoked for the first time. They didn't like it. They wanted to be free to go wherever they wanted to go. But they were getting old enough now, they needed to do some work and they needed to be yoked one to another. They'd fight that in all kinds of ways. And I thought, it's just the way human beings are. We do the same thing. We don't do it physically so much, but we certainly do it emotionally and mentally. Learn from me, says Jesus, for I am meek and humble of heart. Take my yoke upon you. Take my yoke and learn from me. Don't learn from this book or that idea or this. Learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. That's what God has for us, honestly. It's not just nice words. God wants to take care of us. He wants to take care of us. But in order for him to be able to take care of us, because he will never violate our free will, he makes it available to us. He holds out his hands, says, come, be yoked with me, learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. There'll be time for the battles. Jesus had to fight many of them. But when we fight a battle yoked to Jesus Christ, then good comes out of the battle. Then lives are saved out of a battle like that. But we take so many things into our own hands, don't we? Because, well, this is the way it is. We read the signs and then we decide what's going on and what needs to go on. And yes, God wants to use our intellectual abilities. But first of all, we need to go to God and say, God, what are you doing here? And how do you want to use me? What do you want from me? That's being meek and humble of heart. It's coming to the Lord and saying, teach me, show me, help me. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we are seeing his glory, the glory of an only son. Brothers and sisters, Jesus desires to draw us, the ones who want to be saved. He wants to draw us very, very near to himself. Friendship, companionship, love, mercy, kindness, understanding. This is what God offers us. Why do we say, no, thank you, I'll take care of myself? May you give God in Christ a gift this Christmas to lay your will down before his manger and tell him that you want to become like him. May God bless you.
For the four Sundays of Advent, I have put four meditations on a CD which is available for purchase. It's entitled Journey Through Advent. To order, go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ, and order the CD there. Again, the title Journey Through Advent, or call 1-734-662-1730 and order by phone.